finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing, it's okay. Last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down my grace, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing, it's okay. Last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down my rain, washing myself at a loss for words.
To direct your attention in the word of the Lord in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning of verse 1. It is the Easter week, and there are a lot of people celebrating Easter this week, and thank God for it. A lot of things that go on that people remember and honor during this time. A lot of things that Jesus went through. A lot of things he went through before he ever reached Calvary. We talk about Calvary being what Calvary is, but he went through some stuff before he got there, if you thought Calvary was bad. Hebrews 12, we'll go ahead and begin at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Not a small cloud. Great cloud, meaning lots of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We all have a race to run, all of us. That's what this verse is saying. It is a, if you ever needed a choir on your side, if you ever needed fans in your stand, verse 1 just said you got a great cloud of fans saying, run your race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, hallelujah. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. One more passage before you're seated. Just turn a couple of pages to James chapter 5, verse 11. James chapter 5, verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. In other words, he takes pity. If we can endure, we can reach his pity. If we can endure, we can reach his tender mercy. If we can endure, we can be counted as happy. Because somewhere happy is at the end of endure. Praise the Lord. And in Matthew 24 and verse 13, the scripture says to us, I could read that for you here. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. I like how Jesus said it, and I like how Matthew wrote it, because it's like a choice here. But he that shall endure. He that makes a choice, I'm going to endure. I'm going to despise whatever it is that I've got to go through, because whatever it is that I'm enduring unto is greater than what I've got to despise along the way. Let's pray. God, help us tonight. Help us, Lord, just receive a word from the Lord that can enlighten our eyes, that can touch our spirit, that can rejuvenate us. God, when we are troubled and are faint in our minds, God, lest we should be troubled at things that we might be enduring and going through, stir up our hearts again by a remembrance tonight in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 He's so good. Hallelujah. He's so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's so good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We read to you a few services ago concerning Mary coming in and breaking the alabaster box and pouring it on his head and pouring it on his feet and wiping his feet with the hairs of her head and the aroma filling the room. We talked about breaking your box and not holding back what's in your box, and regardless of the murmuring, regardless of the indignation, which is extreme anger at what was being displayed, you'll always find someone that doesn't understand your desire for God. There'll always be someone that doesn't appreciate your offering. Who cares? I know that sounds heartless, but you know what? There comes a point in time when you and I have to realize we're enduring for something, and if someone doesn't like our enduring, oh well. Praise the Lord. We may not like it, it may not feel good, but we cannot allow it to stop us from running our race, and it takes endurance to run a race. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what races are. It's a race of endurance. How much can you put up with? But I got a funny feeling the Word of God is right, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That I can bear more than I think I can bear. I can go through more than I think I can go through. Amen. If I could become willing enough to go through it, willing enough to endure it, willing enough to put up with some stuff, willing enough, what, for the joy that's set before us. Amen, for the strength and for the pity of the Lord and for the mercy that is just around the corner if I can endure long enough to reach it. Praise the Lord. God's so good. So Jesus is having to deal with things. And one thing that is coming to my mind is the journey to Calvary. Calvary was what Calvary was, and we could talk about the horrific crucifixion that the Romans implored upon their prisoners and what these individuals went through. But in the case of our Lord, he went through a lot of stuff along the way that, please understand me when I say this so that you don't misunderstand me, that could have discouraged him otherwise. I'm saying that for us because we can get discouraged otherwise. Sometimes circumstances can stop us from getting on the donkey. Yeah. Praise the Lord. What a title. What a title when you open your Bible and it says Triumphant Entry, because it tries to put that, you know, bold-faced title over that section of Scripture. You know, that it's a triumphant entry, and yet you understand where he's going, and it doesn't seem like the right word, although for us it is. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Praise the Lord. But for him, it didn't seem all that triumphant, that he's riding meek and lowly to go to a cross. Praise God. But there are times when there are circumstances that will, as interestingly enough as it sounds for him, there were things, we may not stop to think about this, but there could have been things that tried to prevent him from going. Right. Praise God. Even Peter, after he received such a revelation, turned and rebuked the Lord. When the Lord began to, after he revealed that he was the Christ, he began to confess why Christ was there, and he began to show them how much things he must suffer at Jerusalem. And Peter said, he rebuked him and said, "Be it far from you." And the Lord had to say, "Get behind me, Satan. You're an offense to me." Even the Apostle Paul, when prophesied by the brother Agabus, that you're going to Jerusalem bound, that the saints of God, as loving as they were, tried to stop him from going. Hallelujah. Happy are ye which endure. So Jesus had to endure one of his own 12 being a thief. When we read Matthew 26, you read the disgust in Judas's voice when he goes to the high priests and he covenants with them for 30 pieces of silver. You could hear it when it's written. He went into them and he said, "What will you give me and I'll deliver him to you?" He just had it. When Satan went into him and Jesus looked and said, "What you've got to do, do it quickly," he was talking to more than just Judas. But be it understood that Judas let him come in. But Jesus had to endure that. And what I want you to do is to back up so that when they were at meat a couple of days after the event of the alabaster box and they were eating the Passover, his spirit became troubled within him. And he said, "One of you is going to betray me." I just want you to see the human side so that we don't look at the, if you will, who he was in the flesh, so that I don't want you to think that it didn't bother him, that he didn't have to endure some stuff. It was more than just enduring the cross. It was everything leading up to the cross that he had to endure along the way. And what I'm wanting to express to you tonight is exactly what James and verse 1 of Hebrews 12 really suggests to us, and that is endure. Don't let anything stop you from enduring. And what the Lord said, he that shall endure unto the end. Why? Because he's talking about all this stuff that's going to happen, and things that are going to be coming and things that are going to be taking place. But then he turns and says, regardless of all of this stuff, but he that shall endure. Look, It's not just enduring stuff. Listen to what he's saying. It's not just enduring stuff so that your mind is always focused on, oh, Judas, what an idiot. I hate him. We've met Judas here many times. Not the one that hung himself, but the same devil. We know right well, I think every congregation at some point in its existence has met Judas Iscariot. Awful spirit. But it's not just about the things you endure. It is about your walk with God. It's about you and I putting up with things along the way. So it's not, don't always posture yourself in the, oh, I'm under the load. I mean, think about running a race. You're enduring. The enduring is keeping yourself in the race because you're so set on the prize. So in other words, you know none of these things are going to knock you out of the race. So there's that other side of the word endure. They're going to be, he said, look, I'm not praying, Father, John 17, that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil in the world. So it's not about taking you out. It's about leaving you in and giving you strength to endure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm not just being brought under the load. I'm not just dealing with the uncomfortable things along the way to fulfilling the will of God, because it was inevitable. Jesus said, how am I straitened till all be accomplished? And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, because for this hour I came. So there was that determination, I'm going to go through this. I'm going to endure. I know the cross is coming, and I'm going to the cross. I'm enduring some things along the way, but it's not distracting me from why I am here and what my calling is. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's twofold. It is the things that we are enduring along the way, but is also the fact that we've made the choice to endure, and nothing's going to stop us from enduring, and we just have, it's the put up with it side of things while we're here to finish our course, as Paul testified in 2 Timothy 4, right? I finished my course. I've kept the faith. We're going to keep the faith. Yes. Praise the Lord. I mean, Job was dealing with all of his sufferings, but at the same time, he was holding on to, in the midst of enduring with the illness, with the loss of his kids, with the loss of all of his wealth, having to endure carnal church people. He was also enduring by holding to God's unchanging hand and saying, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I'm going through all of this stuff, but I'm putting up with it at the same time. So see the two-edged sword of the word endurance. Praise the Lord. I think I've said enough on that. You understand? Praise God. I think it was just worthy enough to make that point so that our thought process is not always postured on when we think of having to endure some, woe is me. It's not all about woe is you. Praise God. Happy are you which endure. Happy are you which make the choice. I'm living for God come what may, Judas or not. I don't like that he's doing what he's doing, but I'm living for God. I'm still going to be Jesus when he's covenanting for 30 pieces of silver. I'm still going to go through with what God has called me to do no matter what. Yes. Praise the Lord. For the joy set before him, he endured. Now, he's going through lots of stuff before Calvary, before he even reaches the cross. Before they take a scourge, a cat of nine tails, and rip the flesh off his back, he's enduring things. And I think sometimes the people endurance can be a little tougher than the actual circumstances that seem to hurt the most. There's a lot to endure, but he endured. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's the part of this that sometimes we don't look at. We don't look at he enduring Judas and he enduring disciples that couldn't stay awake with him in Gethsemane for 1 hour, when he's pouring his soul into death, when he knows just what's around the corner, and he knows they don't know. He knows that, he knows they don't comprehend. Some of the biggest moments of endurance is when we have to live with or around or deal with people who don't get it. And you do. And Jesus is enduring that. And yet, instead of it discouraging him and saying, you know what? I'm in the midst of a field of potato heads. This isn't worth it. Let's just annihilate the planet and start over. But no, when he comes back and it's the second time and they're sleeping, he goes back and prays again. But what I see, and I thank God for this understanding, is when you read those accounts, you read that his speech begins to change. And instead of giving up, instead of going there and saying, oh, just let this cup pass from me, and oh, and just going on, it's to see he seems to become more determined. If this cup cannot pass except I drink it, thy will be done. See, it's an endurance to a surrender to the will of God instead of the things suffocating your ability to endure, and you don't want to do the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's so good. Let's love him. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, there are highs and lows in the work of God. There are those moments where she's pouring the oil on his head, and it seems like a high moment, but yet he understands she's doing it for his burial. It's those indications along the way that you're doing the will of God, that it's the right thing to do, that where you are, where your motion towards heaven is right, God sends those, what we refer to as confirmations. You're doing the right thing. I'm with you. This is right. And that's what kind of Mary is. Mary is that the will of God is just up ahead. Keep going. And it never stops the indignation coming. It never stops the murmurs. And we can get lost in the murmuring, the complaining, the indignation of others, and lose sight of where it is that we're going. Because oftentimes as people, that gets our attention the most instead of the confirmation that comes from God. There are times when we just have to backtrack and keep the smell and the aroma of what was in that alabaster box in our nostrils, because it can help us endure Judas. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And murmuring disciples that get caught away with his little error. Amen. And then going forward, and again, the circumstances I just said to you. A Savior that had to endure Peter denying him that 3 times that he knew him. We have to be careful about how mechanical we make this whole thing. We can celebrate Easter every day. We don't need a holiday for that. And I'm not here to be morbid towards anybody. The world is just fixated on holidays. They don't live for God, but they want the holiday. Praise God, right? Jesus was human. He laughed. He cried. He slept. He ate. He got annoyed. I just try to tap into the days of the Son of Man so that you realize he was the man, Christ Jesus. He took on himself the infirmities of us all. He endured some stuff. But that's the point. He endured. If he gave up, we couldn't say he endured. But he was willing to endure even a lot of stupid stuff just to get to Calvary. Praise God. Yes, and he had to endure his disciples forsaking him. It wasn't a thing of just, well, it was scripture, it was supposed to happen. And that's how we can see it 2,000 years later. Well, the word of God says, smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. That was the word. Yeah, but he had to endure it. He had to endure nobody sticking with him. He had to endure seeing only John and Mary there at the foot of the cross. Peter was not there. James, the rest of the crowd, where were the multitudes then? They weren't there for him. He had to endure being despised and rejected, falsely accused. Yeah. and say, yeah, but he was Jesus. He could do it. You know. Be thankful he wanted to. He didn't have to. He chose to. He that shall endure. He said, I'm enduring. Lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, I come to do thy will, O God. And what a powerful statement. If that can get inside of us, some of us, I say some of us to whom it may apply, some of us won't be so wimpy in our walk with God. I come to do the will of God. Praise the Lord. No matter what I've got to endure, I've come to do the will of God. Praise God. We don't like enduring a lot of things, but I've got a great crowd in the stands saying, I can get through this. Praise God, I can do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. See, there's really no excuse for giving up. And what a shame. Right before you win, what a shame. See, that's our problem. We can't see if we're going to win. It's there's one thing that's in our way today, in our society today, and that is instant gratification. It is the drive-through mentality, is the impatience that we have been taught, that our way of living in this country has embedded inside of our spirit. It constantly fights against the things that we're taught of in the Word of God. Yeah. Just instant gratification. It doesn't always work that way. Praise God. God don't have to answer you instantly, but He can. He has. But if you got to wait more than 5 minutes, I'm sure you'll be all right. Happy are you which endure. He endured 33 plus years in this world for you. I think you can wait 5 minutes. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. That's just simply saying, if there's something that's going to keep you from running, get rid of it. Paraphrasing, but it's true. If there's anything that's going to stop your conscience from being pure all the time, get rid of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. The author and the finisher. Praise God. Father, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Let's all stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Endurers finish. Hallelujah. He finished. So I'm just here tonight to just relay that, just relaying a message about the priest stuff that he had to endure, even before he endured the cross itself, that there was those little things, but there was something in there that I just wanted to pass on, and I don't have to say, keep going over it. It's been said, and I just want to end it with this point so it's fresh in your mind, that there were things for him that tried to stop him from going. And there'll be things entering into your life, into your path, that will try to stop you from running the race, from enduring, from finishing. He that has begun a good work in you will also complete it. He'll finish it. He'll end it until the day of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Happy are ye which endure. Hallelujah. Let's call upon Jesus' name tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus. All the scriptures that we read, be crucified with Christ, would never have happened if he did not endure. If he did not endure some things just to get to Calvary. Praise God. Tempted in all points, like as we, yet without sin. All before Calvary. If you've ever said, God, I thank you that I can repent of my sins, please understand, he enabled you to repent because he endured some stuff. Endurance brought you repentance. The ability to forsake your wicked ways and your unrighteous thoughts and let the blood of Christ cleanse you from all sin. Endurance did that for you. Praise God. What will your endurance do for somebody else? Thank God for people of God that want to live for God. They're strong. The wind can blow. They're still going to be here. Praise God. Somebody can look at them wrong and they're still going to be here. Hallelujah. People can yawn while the preacher's preaching. Hey, I come back to church every service in spite of the yawns. You make up for me. I could yawn more than all of you right now. Praise God. You know, that doesn't bother me. I'm just making that up. You know what I'm saying? You understand. Happy are you which endure. Don't let anything stop you from enduring. You don't know what's just around the corner for you. What miracle lies ahead for you. Fulfill the will of God. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let Peter's rebuke stop you. Don't let Judas's murmuring and complaining stop you. Praise God. Just obey God. Set it in your soul. Praise God. I'm going to become obedient to the will of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I think that's one of the great lessons that should be taught during this time of the season, and not just traditional accolades and palm branches. Because while they're waving palm branches, Jehovah saved, Jehovah saved. Had some murmuring Jewish leaders up there saying the whole world's going after him, conspiring to kill him. Not everybody's happy about your triumph. But who cares? Enjoy the triumph. Enjoy the willingness to obey God. Just obey God. Just obey God. We've all had to go through it, praise God, with friends and family. You name it, I've said it before. But obey God anyhow. Praise God. There'll come a time when they'll be back. Some of them will be back. Pray for us. We're in trouble. Pray for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time, let's thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Bless all that are with us tonight online and give them strength to endure whatever it is that they may be going through. Help them to see it differently than just being under the gun all the time and having your backs against a wall all the time. But we have power with us. We can't go through these things. Hallelujah. We've got a will of God to keep on going. Hallelujah. And a prize that is set before us. Thank you, Jesus. I'll put up with this junk because the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. And that's enough to endure some stuff. Amen. Amen? Amen. God bless you tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.